Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. So today we'll start by talking about Mozilla Firefox. They have quietly launched some AI features in Firefox's nightly builds. They already had a small one that lets you generate alt text for images in PDFs that you're reading in Firefox, which is nice for accessibility. But they're now adding other things, which you'll need to opt into, fortunately. You can now enable integrations for other AI services like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Mistral, and Hugging Chat from Firefox's sidebar. Mozilla said that they have carefully curated a list of services, which I'm not sure about. It's basically every well-known large language model that is currently publicly available, so doesn't feel very curated to me, especially if you look at them in terms of privacy. Still, you will be able to pick the one that you want to use by default in the settings when you open that AI integration sidebar. Now, to enable this feature, you need to use, of course, a nightly build of Firefox, which aren't known to be the most stable things because they are development versions, and you need to enable the nightly experiments in the preferences, and then you need to enable the AI chatbot integration option. Honestly, this is not really what I had pictured when Mozilla said that they would work on integrating AI features in Firefox. This is a relatively lazy attempt at doing the same thing as other browsers. You're just opening a web view of someone else's AI tool in a sidebar. I was expecting things Mozilla had developed themselves that ran on device and that respected user privacy, and that's just not that. Now, if you're a GNOME user and you're also an artist, you will be happy to know that there is a lot of good stuff coming to you in GNOME 47. A developer has been tackling some problems with graphics tablets for a few months, and thanks to their work, GNOME 47 should get much better screen calibration to map the tablet to a monitor and to be able to draw within the confines of the display's canvas. You will also get a fallback for tablets. Only devices recognized by libwacom were recognized and configurable in GNOME settings. Now you will get the ability to configure generic tablets with a set of options like mapping it to a monitor, calibrating the tablet, and assigning stylus buttons. And if you're on GNOME 46, you're also getting a few cool things right now without having to wait for October. When you're moving your stylus close to your tablet, the right settings panel will be highlighted in GNOME settings so you know what you're about to configure. And you're also getting a more granular setting for pressure curves. You only had a slider with 7 steps before, and now it's almost a continuous range to really tweak the pressure curve how you like. A bunch of other fixes will also land for mismatched stylus buttons and key mappings. So it's good news for artists using GNOME. Personally, I've never used a graphics tablet, but I heard that they can be hard to deal with on Linux, depending on the brand that you have, so every little bit helps here. And if you've paid attention to Plasma 6.1's release notes, you might have seen that they implemented triple buffering in the Wayland session, which already existed in the X11 session. I explained in my dedicated video about Plasma 6.1 that this basically just gave you a sizable performance improvement if you were using a weaker integrated Intel GPU. Well, the developer responsible for that work, Xavier Hugel, has a very detailed blog post that will be very interesting if you want to learn more about how it works and why it was needed. Basically, if I was to recap things, the issue comes from the fact that most displays need your frames to be sent to them in fixed intervals to avoid having screen tearing. On a 60fps display, it's every 16.67 milliseconds. The issue came when your computer or your GPU could not render the frame fast enough to pass it to your compositor and then to the display. At that point, some frames would be shown twice to avoid not showing anything, and some frames could be skipped as the GPU and the compositor caught up with the stuff that they had failed to render. This resulted in a stuttery experience when moving things around, or in animations and in video playback. Now, with triple buffering, the GPU can start rendering a new frame even if the previous one is not ready yet, and the CPU can already prepare the commands to render the new frame while the GPU is still working on the previous one. So this all saves time. And it also makes the CPU and GPU run a bit faster because they have more stuff to do, meaning that there are more chances that they will actually reach the full refresh rate of the display. The issue is, this increases latency, and if you enable it by default, it can create issues for GPUs that didn't need it because they were powerful enough in the first place. So the solution that they went with is the best of both worlds. Triple buffering is only enabled dynamically. If Kwin predicts that rendering will take longer than a refresh cycle, it turns it on, and Kwin basically has a full-frame rendering scheduler built in to decide if it should start to render an additional frame or drop an old one that's no longer needed and things like that. They also made sure that it would work with any GPU, not just older Intel GPUs that were the main ones affected. Which means, for example, if you run a Plasma Wayland session on a single board computer that has a very weak, let's say ARM-based GPU, it might also turn on and provide you with a smooth experience. Apparently, it feels like having a brand new laptop on older Intel GPUs. You're reaching a stable 60 FPS with the compositor and things are smooth and nice. But it also apparently means that external monitors that you would connect to, let's say, an Nvidia GPU on a laptop, they will also have the right refresh rate as well, because it also helps with multi-GPU copy of an image that's been rendered by the integrated GPU, then passed to the dedicated GPU to be rendered on the external monitor that's plugged on that dedicated GPU. Now, there are a few implementation issues to fix, notably one to avoid Kwin from switching to triple buffering or off triple buffering too often, but it's fantastic work. I got Plasma 6.1 yesterday on my laptop on Tuxedo OS, and I can't say I was ever affected by that problem because I do have an Nvidia GPU in hybrid graphics mode and I have a 13th gen Intel CPU. This integrated GPU is more than enough to render anything without stutters, but if you tried Plasma and the Wayland session felt stuttery to you, felt bad, the performance was bad compared to X11, maybe give it another shot when you get 6.1, because it looks like it's really been fixed and it looks like it's really worth it. Okay, so this will conclude today's episode. As you might have heard, my nose is kind of runny. My girlfriend was sick and she contaminated me in the process, so my voice is a bit weird. Don't worry, it should go away in a few days. So thanks for listening and thank you for supporting what I do. I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow, hopefully with a less stuffy nose. Bye!